So it will not disturb our session. So yesterday was very special day for all Indians. What was there yesterday? Yeah, Hanuman Janmotsav or Jayanti. So I thought, you know, this is the Chaitra Mas, the birth month of Lord Shri Ram and Shri Hanumanji, one of the greatest hero of our culture. So let's talk about him and let's get some important lesson and inspiration from Shri Hanumanji. So we can go and cross all the problems and obstacles with ease in this world. So there are many saints in our India. They have, you know, propagated and they have established the worship of Shri Hanuman. If you go to south, you see, you know, the Vyas Tirtha, the great Acharya from Udupi Math. He established more than 700 temples of Hanumanji all over South India, in Andhra, in Karnataka, in Tamil Nadu, and many other places in South. If you come to Maharashtra, the middle part of India, and above that, the Samartha Ramdas Swami, he established many Hanuman temples. Maharashtra is such a place that even you go to any village, a smallest of small village in deep forest or somewhere in the caves of, you know, Sahyadri ranges, you will find Hanuman temple there, established by the Ramdasis or, you know, the Saint Ramdas Swami. If you go to north, we have Tulsidas and many Ramanandis. They have established Hanuman temples all over the North India. If you go to Jagannath Puri, you see there is a Bedi Hanuman, Kanpata Hanuman, many Hanumanjis there. Even if you go to Dwarka, any corners of India, you see Hanuman is always worshipped there, adored there by the devotees and the places over there. And we, especially those who are staying in Maharashtra, Hanumanji is in every nook and corner of, you know, our cities and the villages. Why they were so much fascinated by Hanumanji? Why so much stress given on? Even more than Lord Ram's temple, you find the temple of Hanumanji. So, Hanumanji is so special for all of us, and we see, you know, in our temple also we have Shri Hanumanji at the corner, blessing all of us and, you know, giving his grace to all of us. So there is one very beautiful composition by one great sage called Budhi Kaushik Rishi. Just in Bhagavat we have Narayan Kavach. To protect, you know, the body, we have the names of Narayana, and, you know, by pronouncing the names and touching the parts of body, we protect our body. So same way we have Ram Kavach, and they called it as a Ram Raksha. So Buddha Kavashika Rishi, he has composed this particular Ram Raksha. And the glorification of Shri Hanuman, he composed very beautiful shloka. And many of you might have heard it in your childhood. It might be taught to you by your grandparents or parents. It's a very popular shloka. Mano javam maruta tulya vegam jitendriyam buddhimatam varishtam vatatvajam vanarayutha mukhyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadde. So this one particular glorification of Shri Hanuman is very famous in Maharashtra especially, and, you know, all the children, they know this particular verse glorifying Shri Hanuman. So yes, we know the Western scientist Darwin, he says that we are coming from the monkeys, apes. So once, you know, one small kid, he was doing his homework, science homework. And there was the one chapter on Darwin, dedicated to Darwin. So he got confused because he learned something from his grandparents and mother differently. And in textbook, school textbook, he was studying that Darwin says that, you know, we human beings are from the monkeys or apes and like that. He was studying, he got confused. So he went to his father. He was busy with his news and he disturbed his father and said, "I have a doubt, I am doing my homework. But I want to clarify this, that, you know, our school textbook says that Darwin says that we are coming from monkeys." So father said, "Yes, it is very correct. You should learn it properly and go study immediately." He even got more confused. He went to his mother. She was cooking inside. And he said, "Mom, I have one doubt." "What doubt?" "That, you know, we have this lesson in science and that says that, you know, we human beings, we all are coming from monkeys. And I went to father, I asked papa, and he said, yes, he is correct. So what do you think about it?" Mother said, "Yes, your father is correct. His ancestors, they are from monkey, but from mine are coming from Brahmaji." So we see our modern education, what they teach us, that, you know, we are coming from monkeys. This world is nothing but the production of the sex desire. But no, our Vedic culture says that even our great sages, great saints, they say, yes, we are descendants of monkey, but that monkey is not a wild animalistic beast. That monkey is Shri Hanuman. Bolo Shri Hanuman ki jai. You see, many Tukaram Maharaj says that, you know, our ancestor is Hanumanji. We worship him, we adore him, and all devotion what we have is coming from Hanumanji. All these great saints, you know, they accept this fact that yes, Hanumanji is our hero. He is our celebrity. He is our object of worship. The Western world and modern thinking, they say that this world is nothing but the production of sex desire. This world is the product of lust. But our great sages and saints, they say that no, this world, we all people are not a product of sex or lust. We are all product of love of God. We are all, because God has love, and that love manifests in all human beings and his entire creation. There is a great difference between the Western ideology and Vedic ideology, the cultural ideology of India. And that's why worship of Hanuman is very much important for all of us, because Hanumanji is the protector of all the devotees, he is the protector of all sincere souls. So this one particular shloka, and generally we see that in this particular age, 21st century, our life is full of troubles. Hundreds of struggles every day we are fighting out. As soon as we get up early in the morning, our struggle starts, you know, for everything. There might be relationship problems, there might be financial crisis, there might be health crisis, there might be, you know, national crisis, international crisis. There are hundreds of problems we all are sitting here, we are facing every day in and out. As a mother, As a child going studying, as a businessman, or as the job person, professional, or as a retired people, any age group we might be, every day, constantly we are struggling out. And if someone is staying alone, if there is no people or, you know, no problems around, there has to be problem within our own mind. The own mind's desires and, you know, emptiness and stress or depression and frustration. And for all of those, we have Hanumanji. See, Lord Krishna, Gopinath, he is very kind. He knows that, you know, how we human beings are struggling in our life. So to give shelter, to give protection, to give boost to our life and to, you know, enhance our energy to fight out this world properly, he has given us many avenues from where we can gain strength. Like we have Bhagavad Gita to boost our intelligence, to boost our mind, and to go on fight like Arjuna. Then we have holy teachers like Srila Prabhupada. We have, and many saints all over India, all over the world. They teach us how to fight out this world with holistic attitude. Then we have holy places like we have Mathura, we have Kashi, we have, you know, many holy places all over India. Then we have holy rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, many holy rivers from where we can get energy, positivity and spiritual vibration. But out of all these powerhouses, one of the very major and important powerhouse is Sri Hanuman. And that's why our acharyas, our all saints in our tradition, they have very much given importance to Hanumanji. He can destroy all the obstacles, he can give us boost, he can help us at any situation. And that's why glorifying him on his birthday, remembering his qualities, and trying to offer our devotion and worship to his feet, lotus feet, we can purify ourselves and we can improve in our own mental attitude and in positivity. So in this particular shloka, Buddha Kaushika Rishi, he says that the first qualification of Sri Hanuman, Manojavam. Manojavam means, you know, he is as swift as mind. Now we all know our mind is so swift, so fast, so quick. Hanumanji is as good as, you know, as good as quick as mind, swift as mind. How? There are many stories. Now what does it relate to our life? What is the meaning of Manojavam for all of us? Always alert and sensitive towards others. The combination of these two. It's very important that, you know, many people, they are very alert and they are very very much into action. But they are not sensitive towards others. Like you see, this person is talking about there. He is not sensitive that we are all sitting here and discussing. हरे कृष्णा, आप थोड़ा बात बंद करेंगे? सो दिस इज वन एग्जाम्पल वी सी दैट मेनी पीपल ही माइट बी टॉकिंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, ही माइट हैव सम वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इश्यू राइट नाउ टू डिस्कस, बट देन ही इज नॉट सेंसिटिव. ही इज नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट यू नो इंटायर ग्रुप सिटिंग आउट ओवर हियर एंड यू नो वी माइट डिस्टर्ब देम. ही माइट बी जेन्युइन एंड यू नो रियली सीरियस अबाउट हिज टॉक. सो वॉट हैपन्स इन अवर लाइफ, मेनी टाइम्स इन अवर लाइफ वी आर वेरी अलर्ट, वी आर वेरी कॉन्शियस वॉट इज हैपनिंग इन अवर लाइफ, हाउ टू फेस आउट द चैलेंज, बट देन वी आर नॉट सेंसिटिव टूवर्ड्स द पीपल दोज अराउंड अस. बट दिस फर्स्ट क्वालिटी ऑफ हनुमान जी मनोजवम, इट इज वेरी स्पेशल. ही इज वेरी अलर्ट, ही इज वेरी एक्टिव, ही नोज द प्लान ऑफ एक्शन, ही नोज हाउ टू विन इट ओवर, बट विद सेम ही इज हैविंग दिस सेंसिटिविटी टूवर्ड्स ऑल अदर्स. एंड देर आर मेनी स्टोरीज रिलेटेड टू दैट, यू नो हाउ हनुमान जी वॉज सो अलर्ट एंड सेंसिटिव. नाउ ही फेल्ड फर्स्ट टाइम वेन हनुमान जी ही मेट लक्ष्मण एंड राम. वी नो द स्टोरी ऑफ रामायण दैट यू नो when Lord Ram was residing at Panchavati, Ravana kidnapped Sita, and Lord Ram searching Mother Sita all over the Dandaka forest, he got to know from Jatayu that you go to south and you will get some clue over there, and Ravana has stolen your Sita. So he came to south at Kishkinda in Karnataka, and there Sugriva, he was hiding from his brother Vali out of fear, and he was hiding out there, and when he saw these two warriors but having the attire of sage with all the weapons they are coming over here, he became very fearful, and he went to he said to Hanumanji, he's a child so please don't take that very seriously. So Sugriva ordered that, you know Hanuman, you just go immediately out there, and these two people of Vali, they wanted to kill me, somehow or other we should run from you know here, or you should destroy them. Hanuman said, don't take it you know like that, let's inquire about them, who they are, and then we will discuss what to do. So first time in Ramayana, Hanuman ji is coming in front of Lord Ram and Lakshman face to face. So as soon as he came down, he came in the guise of a Brahmana, he came as a bhikshuk, and he came in front of them, he offered his pranams to them, and he said, you know, I am the minister, advisor of Sugriv, and what is your introduction, who you are? And then Lakshman and Ram, you know, they started to speak about themselves. Lakshman started to speak about themselves. But while introducing himself, Hanumanji committed one big mistake. What that mistake? Now, Shri Hanuman is an eternal servant of Lord Ram. But when Hanuman was introducing himself, he said, I am the secretary of Sugriv. And when Lord Ram heard it, he became very upset. Lord Ram thought, you know, that he is my eternal servant. He is my own devotee. He is more dear to me than my own self and even Mother Sita also. But what kind of words and identity is using? And then Lord Ram, he stopped. He heard everything. And then he pointed out towards Lakshman. He asked Lakshman, Lakshman, you gave the introduction. I don't want to talk with this person. He was so upset. Hanumanji could understand because Lord Ram is very pleasing, having always smile on his face. So he could not able to detect his emotions within what is happening in the mind of Lord Ram. Then Lakshman gave all the introduction that, you know, he is the Dashrath Nandan Shri Ram, the eldest son of Dashrata, the Ikshvaku king from Ayodhya. I am his servant of my elder brother, of Shri Ram. But out of compassion and out of grace and out of magnanimity, Lord Ram, he considers me his younger brother. How Lakshmana introduced himself? That I am the servant of Ram, but out of his greatness, out of his kindness, he accepts me as his younger brother. And when Hanumanji heard it, he understood there was a sarcasm. There was a joke on the Hanumans that he gave identity, I am the secretary of Sugriv. And he understood that I have committed blunder, I have given wrong introduction to Shri Ram. He immediately understood it. So if we might have been there, and if we might have committed some, you know, mistake while talking to one great person, immediately he said, sorry, please forgive me, please don't take it seriously, but please don't be, you know, upset on me. No, we immediately ask forgiveness and, you know, we follow that person. But Hanumanji was so sensitive. He thought that, yes, I have committed this mistake of my introduction and my identity, but right now is not a good time and place to ask forgiveness immediately. He was very refined. He said, I will have a proper opportunity, and on that time, I will rectify this mistake of mine. So when Hanumanji went to Lanka to search Mother Sita out there, he met with Mother Sita, and then, he created havoc at Ashok Vatika, and then he was captured by Indrajit, and he was brought in front of Ravan. So Ravan was very amazed that how come one monkey can, create panic in entire Lanka. He can destroy thousands of soldiers, and even his son Akshay Kumar was killed by Hanumanji. He was very much amazed. And then he asked, "Who are you, monkey?" And Hanumanji was waiting for this opportunity, that when I will introduce myself, then he rectified his face. He said, "Koshalendra Dasoham," that I am the servant of Sri Ram. This is my identity. Although his king was Sugriv, although he was searching Mother Sita by the order of his king Sugriv, but now he has understood his real identity. So in this world, when we are living, we might have many identities. We might be the son of someone. Yes, it's good. We might be a husband or a wife, or a subordinate of our boss or the employee of a particular organization. So we might have many identities. But Hanuman knows his real identity. His real identity was, he was servant of Lord Ram. How come he was so fearless? How come he was so powerful? The Ravana was such a terror. He was the original terrorist. All the demigods, even Indra, Chandra, Surya, they used to wash pots in the kitchen of Ravana. And all the Navagrahas, they were the steps of his simhasanas, of his throne. He used to, put feet on Som, Mangal, Budh, Guru, Shukra, Shani, all these, grahas, those who controlled our destiny, Ravana used to walk on them, and then he used to sit on throne. That was his terror, that was his controlling power. In front of that terror, he is declaring himself, "I am the servant of Lord Ram." So if we want to be a fearless, if we want to have a confidence in ourselves, if we want to progress in this world, we have to understand our real identity and subordinate identity. Yes, we respect our subordinate identity of this world, but our real identity is we belongs to Ram, we belongs to Krishna, we belongs to Gopinath. And if we can have this identity with us, no problems, no obstacles, no pains, they can overcome us. And we can very easily pass beyond them. And that's what Hanumanji teaches, that he was alert. And as soon as he committed mistake, he understood that I have to rectify mistake. And in due course of time, he rectified it. Second important come, how he was alert in his dealing with, the people around him. When Hanumanji, he brought Lakshman and Ram to Sugriva and said, they want to search their wife, and if you help Sugriv them, my dear king, they can help you out to destroy Vali and give you the kingdom of Kishkinda. So they had the friendship party there, and then Ram accepted the friendship of Sugriva, and then they wanted to discuss something important about searching Sita. So what Sugriva did, there was a sal tree was there. He immediately broke one branch of that. He made it as an asan on the stone, and he said, "Lord Ram, please have your seat," because there were the monkeys residing into the jungles. And next to Ram, he sat there. And Sugriva, he neglected Lakshmanji. He was standing there only. Hanumanji was so alert, he immediately understood that this is the second biggest blunder, our side we are doing. My king is doing, Sugriv is doing. So immediately what he did, he immediately broke the branch of sandalwood tree. Now sandalwood is better always than other trees, just to honor Lakshman more. And then he placed that, branch on one particular stone, and he said, "Lakshmanji, please have your seat." And he sat at the feet of Lakshmanji. And when Lord Ram saw that, he was so happy, he was so pleased that, Hanumanji is respecting my devotee more than myself. That was the first grace or mercy what Lord Ram showed towards Hanumanji. So he was alert. He understood that my king has committed mistake, offenses at the feet of Lakshman. I need to rectify it. He was sensitive. He immediately brought the better branch of the tree. sandalwood branch he offered as a seat, and he sat at the feet of Lakshmanji. So in our life also, it's very important to understand that if we are not alert like Hanumanji, and if we are not sensitive like that, we will not progress. We will face all the more obstacles. If we can't able to treat people properly, if we can't understand the feelings of the people, if we can't understand the emotions of the people properly, that will increase the obstacles and the sufferings in our own life. So if we want to see the smile on our face always, not a plastic smile, but a real smile, we need to be sensitive towards the needs of others. And this is the biggest challenge, because in this particular century or in this particular era, our education, our environment, it teaches us to become self-obsessed. To focus your all attention and energies and faculties on your own self. My development, my look, my education, my performance, my achievements, it's always I and mine. And when we become engrossed in our own self, we can't feel the sentiments and emotions of others. And when we fell into that, then the relationship broke apart and problem increases. So let's ask you one simple question. Would you like to answer that? What is the greatest joy in this world? What is the greatest joy or happiness? Or which were the best moments of your life, if I ask you? Very simple question. Which were the best of moments of your life? What answer you will give? Anyone would like to? Serving the devotees. Okay. But it's too high. Sleeping time. Yes. You know. The greatest joy is that when we are staying at Meera Bhayandar somewhere there and coming for the job all the way from there somewhere in, you know, South Mumbai, Dadar, anywhere. 2 hours coming and 2 hours going, and when we go to bed 10, 11, 12, whatever time at night, that is heaven. And you are talking about serving devotees? What more? Childhood days. Yes, perfect answer. I think, you know, many they will not agree to, you know, sleeping. They say, you know, what about sleeping? Many will say serving. Nonsense. The devotees are not good. You know, serving them is not good. But I think every one of us will agree that our childhood days were the most special days. Why they were most special days? Now, you know, Mata is coming to a very close answer. That there were no worries. We were innocent. Yes? And more than that, we were having innocent people around us. Is it not? Our best friends are not when they become friends when we are doing job or going to college. Our best friends, they are childhood friends. No, iske liye in Hindi there is saying, Languti yaar ye mera. You know why we enjoy our childhood days? Because we have enjoyed best kind of relationships in our childhood days. It might be our mom, might be our father, our siblings when we were young, or our friends. So what point I want to make, that the best days of our life where we are having most loving and intimate relationships. Is it not? Can you imagine the childhood without loving parents, without loving friends? Is that childhood is very joyful? No, that is a trauma for that person for whole life. But why childhood is so joyful? Because of those very intimate. Can you imagine, you know, when we were in our school days, what kind of quarrels we used to have with our friends? You know, eating tiffins. You know, stealing the tiffin many times. Because we know my favorite item is there in the tiffin, and you know, we are, our friend don't know, but still, he's not angry with you. If you do it right now, even if you steal, you know, something from your wife or husband, there might be huge quarrels. So the point is what? We enjoy the greatest fun in our life, the greatest celebration in our life, when we have enjoyed that success or those days with our most intimate people, the most loving people. And if I ask you, which are the worst moment of our life, the most bad moments of our life? I will not ask you that. Those of might be very painful, or you don't want to remember that, what to speak of expressing those moments or days. But definitely, they were when we have broke apart from our near and dear ones. Definitely, when there is a break in our relationship, or there is, you know, a ditch given to us by our own people. Those might be the worst days. So what point I'm making? The greatest joy we find in this world in our relationships. Yes, there might be achievement, there might be success, but if there is no loving people around us, there is no fun, there is no joy in that. And vice versa. Because from relationship, we enjoy the most, we get the pleasure most. The greatest pain and greatest miseries come from the relationship only. When there is no trust, when there is no confidence, and when there is a negativities in those relationships. So Hanumanji teaches over here, if we become sensitive towards others, our own people, no need to, you know, go out, you know, and feel about the crowd. But our own people, if we become sensitive towards their needs, their likes and dislikes, our life will be much more easier than what right now we are living. So this is the first great qualification of Sri Hanumanji, that how he is so much alert also and sensitive also towards others. One more story comes that when he jumped to cross the ocean, first obstacle came on his path was Mainak Parvat. Now when ocean god Varundev saw that Hanumanji is going for the service of Lord Ram to help all the demigods to destroy this demon Ravan, let's help him out. Because 100 yojanas, the ocean was 800 miles wide. It's a huge jump from Hanuman's side. So let's help him to cross this ocean with comforts. So he ordered Mainak Parvat, the mountain, which was hidden into the waters, that Mainak come out from the waters and give some resting time and place to Hanumanji. So he can have some rest on your peaks and then he can go ahead towards Lanka. So when Mainak came up from the ocean and Mainak said, Hanumanji, you are going for the divine cause. Let me help you out. So in our life, if we are doing our activities for the right cause, definitely help will come in our life. It's very important to understand. Never be hopeless. If you are doing something right and genuine, there has to be some help from somewhere for us. So Hanumanji, when he heard that, you know, Mainak wants to help me, Hanumanji said, Mainak, you know, I am very grateful to you for giving this wonderful service to me. But Lakshman and Ram, they are waiting for my news. All the monkeys, they are waiting for, you know, my return. And if I don't return in time, they will feel more pain and distress. So he said, I can't disrespect you. You are coming here by the order of Varundev, the ocean god. I respect you. Hanumanji touched his feet, peaks, and then he left immediately ahead. That was his sensitivity. He didn't say, you know, you are Maya for me. You nonsense, you are creating problems in my life and my services. You are fool, you don't know Lord Ram is waiting there. No, he was so sensitive. He said, yes, I respect you. I honor you because you want to help me. But sorry, I can't wait now. I can't take a pause now. I have to go back as early as possible. So I touch you as my respect and pranams to you and then I will go ahead. So that is what Manojavam. He is so alert, but with that, he is sensitive towards others also. Second quality on this particular shloka says, Martha Tulya Vegam. Speed. Now here comes his competency. First we saw his sensitivity, and in this second word of this particular shloka, that is his competency, his skills. Martha Tulya Vegam, because he is a Vayuputra, he is the son of wind god. His speed is like a wind. And you know, there are many stories how, you know, he showed his competency in the service of Lord Ram. The first comes, you know, after crossing Mainak, Sursa came, and very close to Lanka, when ocean was about to finish, Ravana has appointed a very fierce demoness, Simhika, Anyone who will trying to approach Lanka, destroy that. He might be a demigod, he might be a human being, he might be anyone. He appointed as a security guard of Lanka, Simhika, in the ocean only. So Simhika was having this one particular boon, that she used to control any person by holding on to the shadow of that being. So she was into the oceans, the waters of the oceans, and Hanumanji was flying from the top. So when she saw that someone is crossing and wanted to reach Lanka, she immediately held on to the shadow of Hanumanji. And by controlling shadow, she used to control that being. So Sursa, by that particular power, she completely halted the progress of Hanumanji. Hanumanji was amazed, you know, how come someone is stopping me to reach Lanka? So when he looked down, he understood that Simhika is there. Simhika said, you know, I have got this boon, that anyone who will passes from this particular path, that being will become my food. So today God has ordained me the food and you are the food, so I will eat you up. And she opened her mouth and she dragged Hanumanji inside her mouth. So Hanumanji was so quick and so fast, and this happened in a few moments. I am describing it in the minutes, but it happened in very short moments. So as soon as she, you know, put Hanumanji inside her mouth, Hanumanji immediately, you know, he opened his arms, and we know monkeys, they have very sharp nails. He opened his arms, and as soon as, you know, she gulped Hanumanji, he opened his arms, and you know, all the veins within, he tore them apart. He went inside the heart of that Simhika, he destroyed, that was the first open heart surgery. Hanumanji, you know, all whatever blockages were there inside of, you know, anger and hate and, you know, insensitivity, he just removed all those veins within, all the blockages within. He went all the way into her stomach. He destroyed all the intestines within, and then he came up and went ahead towards Lanka. So, in our life, we need competency. Without competency, we can't progress. And Hanumanji was that. So Hanumanji is a combination of these two factors. First, he was having very clean character, a perfect, gentle being. And second one was competency. He was full of competency. And that's why he is considered Martha Tulya Vegam. His speed of action is like a wind god. And second comes as a competent person or devotee of Lord Ram. When Lakshmana and many of, you know, Vanaras, majority of them were attacked and, you know, wounded by Meghnad, Indrajit, Jambavan and Sushen, they said that Hanumanji, if you want to save the life of Lakshmanji and all the Vanaras, you need to bring the Sanjeevani from the Himalayas, the Sanjeevani herb from the Himalayas. And that too, this weapon is such that if we don't treat the wounded soldiers and Lakshmanji by sunrise, they will die. This herb can only help them up to sunrise. If we don't treat them before sunrise, and this was the evening period, the war was about to end, and if we don't treat them before sunrise, we can't revive them back from their life. So Hanumanji, again he jumped. Now this jump was bigger than this jump crossing the ocean. He jumped from Lanka up to Himalayas. Entire India he crossed. And that photo is very famous, you know, lifting that hill and coming with the Sanjeevani booty. So that particular Dronachal, the mountain from where you can get Sanjeevani herb, it was in Shimla at Himachal Pradesh. And still there is a temple of Hanumanji there, Yaku Hanuman they say. And there were somewhere that Dronachal was there, where Sanjeevani was there. So Hanumanji fly from that Lanka, he went to Himachal, Himalaya, he brought that entire Dronachal mountain, and before sunrise he reached Lanka again. Many times we see in our life there are many people, they are very good, but if you give them any work or any task, there is no time limit for that. If they are supposed to come by 1 hour, they will come after 1 day. You see, there are many kind of this kind of people, you know, they procrastinate, they are not time bound. But Hanumanji, he was that personality that he was so time-bound that before sunrise he bought that Mruta Sanjeevini and all these other herbs. He brought that entire mountain and he helped to revive Lakshman and all the soldiers, army of monkeys. So in our life also, we need this competency. If we don't have, let's learn from Hanumanji. Now we see in India, the Indians, we are very fascinated by cricket. And who is the biggest cricketer right now in India? Virat Kohli. Everywhere you see, you know, his banners are there, the posters are there. And you know, you see the Bollywood stars are also there. Many big achievers are there. And you know, the people, they want to worship, they honor, they regard those celebrities. But have anyone near in this world that, you know, having the picture of Virat Kohli in his room, bedroom, and every day morning praying to Virat Kohli, "Oh Virat Kohli, please make me Virat Kohli." Offering his ghee lamp, agarbatti and garland. Can he get the qualities of Virat Kohli by just, you know, doing that? Absolutely not. But in the case of Hanumanji, it's not like that. If we pray to Hanumanji, if we offer him worship, if we chant his names, and if we read about him, we develop those qualities. That is what, so that's why we are also celebrity worshippers. But we are also a fan, but not of Kohli. Of course, he is good, doing something good for India. But for Hanumanji, we are mad. Why? Because by hearing about him, by chanting his names, by worshipping him, by praying to him, we evolve in our personality and we develop those qualities which Hanumanji is having. And that's why, as per our Vedic tradition, Hanumanji is Chiranjeevi. He don't have death. He's ever living being. And why he's there? Lord Ram instructed that many of my devotees are going to come in this world. To help them, to inspire them, and to protect them, you have to bear on this planet Earth. As long as this planet Earth exists. So Hanumanji might be from Treta Yuga, somewhere, you know, millions and millions of years ago. But even now also, he is there to listen our prayers, to protect us, to inspire us, guide us, and help us in our life. And this was understood by our ancestors, and that's why they have worshipped Hanumanji everywhere. And that's why we need to pray. Even for our devotional service, it might be our material obstacles, it might be our mental problems, Hanumanji is always there, giving us protection and his blessings and mercy. This is second, Martha Tulya Vegam. Now third quality in this shloka comes, Jitendriyam. This is the name of Hanumanji, Jitendra. Not Bollywood star we are talking about. He might be going through some allegations from his family members. But Hanumanji is original Jitendra. What is the meaning of Jitendriya? The one who has conquered his mind and senses. He is a complete man. Not a Raymond, one who is wearing, you know, Raymond suiting. He is a complete man. The one who is a Jitendriya, the one who has conquered his mind and senses, that is called Jitendriya. And Hanumanji is the perfect example of that. And the story comes that, you know, when he reached Lanka, he reached by daytime there, and he was thinking that now I need to enter Lanka, and in daytime I can't enter because security is very tight there. So when night will come, I will go inside the Lanka by disguising as a small monkey, the size of a cat. So he waited. So although Hanumanji has done a tremendous activity, Herculean task of crossing the Lanka within an hour, it was no easy task. Only Garudadev can have done it. Even not a demigod could able to reach Lanka. Hanumanji now has done outstandingly special task of reaching Lanka. So when you achieve something, when we become achiever, that person can't wait then. You see? Whenever we become achiever, that person loses patience. Hanumanji reached Lanka in the daytime, but he waited for whole day and evening to go beyond, and at the night time he entered into Lanka. So Hanumanji is so controlled in his emotion that although he was so successful, that from all the monkey, billions and billions of monkey army, he was the only person who has crossed the Lanka with all the strength, with all the power, but he is ready to wait. Success doesn't go in his head. That is what Hanumanji, that is called Jitendriya. So he waited. Whole day and night, evening he waited. And at night time, he entered into Lanka. Now, where he will search for Sita? Where he will search for Sita? He will search Sita where ladies resides. Is it not? Very simple, because Sita is a female. He will not search Sita in the cricket club. No. He will not, search Sita at the boys' school. He will search Sita where lady stays. Now, can you imagine? Hanuman is a brahmachari. Celibate monk. Now, celibacy is very rare in this world. Hardly someone can be able to practice it throughout. Hanumanji is not only celibate monk, he is a celibate monkey. Now, can you imagine monkey practicing celibacy? It's unheard of. We know monkey. Hanumanji is a celibate monk monkey. And he is searching Sita into the inner quarters of Ravana's. Now, Ravana represent lust. We have these Shadripus, six anarthas, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada and Matsar. And we have six demons, those represents all these. So, lust, Ravana represents. He was the lust personified. He was the first rapist. And Ravana, because he was handsome, he was learned, he was a Prakanda Pandit. He was from, great family. He was the biggest conqueror of his time. So his harem was full of, most beautiful women of entire three worlds. From Sarpaloka, from Gandharvaloka, from Vidyadharloka, from Indraloka, from all the heavenly abodes, he was having the queens of those particular communities in his palace. And Hanumanji reached at midnight there. Can you imagine going to someone's bedroom in the night time and that to a celibate monkey? And Hanumanji is looking at each and every wife of Ravana. The most beautiful. Now, Valmiki Maharshi, he writes chapter after chapter, sarga after sarga, describing the beauty of all those queens of Ravana. If you read those sections of Ramayana, you will understand the beauty queens of India, they will not be even accepted as a maid in the palace of Ravana. If you see the opulence of all these queens, their ornaments are described, all the ornaments on their body. Their shape, their sizes, their hair, their smile, their complexion, everything Valmiki Muni describes in elaborately what Hanumanji is seeing. And he searched each and every queen of Ravana. He examined. And when he was doing that too in the night time when they were unconscious in sleep, their dress were not properly arranged, their positions were not as per the person should be presentable. Hanumanji immediately thought, what I am doing? I am a celibate. And what I am doing over here, going into the bedroom at midnight and looking for other's wife. So he felt guilty. And he said, I should give up this task. I am doing something wrong. And immediately he said, no, but although I am looking towards all these beautiful, beautiful queens of Ravana, not dressed properly, unconscious, in sleep, exposing their bodies, but there is no negative thought in my mind coming for them. My vision and my mind is not lusty after them. Can you imagine what kind of purity this divine devotee is having? What kind of integrity is having? What kind of consciousness is having? This world is full of lust. And he's going to Lanka, the abode of lust, that too into the bed chambers of Ravan, and looking for all these beautiful ladies, but still his mind is not making him disappointed. This is what we can learn from Hanumanji. Because if our vision is not pure, if our attitude is not pure, we can't, you know, serve people properly and we can't please God properly, Gopinath properly. So we pray to Hanumanji that, Hanumanji, whatever great qualities you are exhibiting here, what integrity, what a kind of purity, what kind of service attitude you are presenting, please help us that we can follow in your footsteps and we can also progress in our life. So that is what Hanumanji's Jitendriya. So this is not the only thing that Jitendriya, you know, signifies. More than that, when he met Sita Devi, he gave all the message of Lord Ram. He gave that ring to Sita, which Lord Ram gave. And he destroyed Ashok Vatika. He killed, you know, 80,000 Asuras of Ravana. He killed Akshay Kumar, the son of Ravana. He created havoc there in Ashok Vatika. Everyone was terrorized by his heroic acts. Before going, Sita asked this question, Hanumanji, now I know your strength, that you have crossed the Lanka so easily, you have destroyed, you know, the soldiers of Ravana so easily, you are so powerful, you can do so many things. But I doubt that you are talking about Ram and Lakshman coming over here and you are talking about all the monkey soldiers coming over here. Is it possible for them to cross this ocean like you? What was the reply of Hanumanji? Hanumanji folded his hands and he said, I am one of the most insignificant servant of Lord Ram. Because I am a messenger. You know, messenger, becoming a dut, Rama dut, is becoming a messenger, is a postman, is not a high post in society. It's not respected. We, you know, we don't aspire that I want to become a postman. Now postman doesn't exist because we have WhatsApp or Facebook. But Hanumanji went there as a postman, taking the message of Lord Ram to give it to Sita. So he said, I am postman, I am not very important monkey in the army of monkey soldiers. But what to speak of me, all the Vanaras in the army of Sugriva, at least they are equal to me or they are better than me. That is what the attitude of Hanumanji. He is not boasting that, you know, I am the most powerful and no one can compete with me, I am the best, you know, I have achieved so much, you know, but I will help them out to come here, you don't worry, I am there, no, I will do that. He is the greatest achiever. He is really outstandingly powerful devotee of Lord Ram. Lord Ram has trusted him, but still he says that I am among one of them and many, most of them are better than me or at least they are equal to me. So this is called Jitendriya. So to such Hanumanji, we regard as our celebrity, we regard him as our object of worship. Then comes Buddhimatam Varishtam. Very important. The next quality of Hanumanji is Buddhimatam Varishtam. That out of all the learned people, he is the best one. Buddhimatam Varishtam. He is the Varishta of all the intelligent beings, all the devotees. And that comes when Hanumanji came as a bhikshuk, first time to meet Lord Ram, to examine Ram and Lakshman. When he introduced himself about himself and Sugriv. And when he finished his talk, instead of replying to his answer or his introduction, Lord Ram, he stopped the conversation. He turned towards Lakshmanji. And he started to glorify the intelligence of Hanumanji. How you can understand the intelligence of anyone? By hearing his speech. That's what Lord Ram says. He stopped the conversation with Hanumanji. He neglected Hanumanji. He said, you stop, I want to discuss something. Can you imagine that, you know, if you are meeting with some important person and you are abruptly stopping him and, you know, started to discuss something else to the other person. But Lord Ram, he said, Hanumanji, wait a minute. He turned towards Lakshmanji and he said, this person is the most wonderful person, whoever he may be. Why? Because when he spoke, I have understood that he has thoroughly learned and assimilated the Rig Veda. Why? Because anyone who masters Rig Veda, his pronunciation, his grammar, and his variation in the speech becomes perfect. When you chant the Vedic mantras of Rig Veda, by chanting those mantras, you become adept in pronunciation, in grammar, and the variation, where to pause and where to start. So this is the first quality of his speech. Second, he said, when we listen to his speech, I know that he has thoroughly assimilated Yajurveda also. Why Yajurveda? Because Yajurveda is in the form of big prose. And to learn that, you must have a great memory power to remember those. So, because of Yajurveda, you increase into your memory, and when you speak like the current of Mother Ganga. Why? Because your memory is like that. So, this person has to learn, he has learned Yajurveda thoroughly. Not only that, he is also adept in Samaveda. Because Samaveda is full of classical music. It is about singing, classical singing. So when we listen to his speech is very pleasing to our ears, and it is having a lay. It is having some musical base in his speech. And if this person becomes mine, see, this is the first meeting of Lord Ram. Although he has offended saying that I am the secretary of Sugriv, but still Lord Ram is glorifying, is saying, if this person becomes mine, if he becomes my servant, I can conquer whole world. What to speak of Ravan? That was the intelligence of Hanumanji. And from whom he learned all these Vedas? Suryadev, sun god. We know he is the disciple of sun god. So that was the intelligence of Hanumanji. Just by hearing his speech, Lord Ram understood that this... Now we have many Chaturvedis. You know surname, Chaturvedi, Dvivedi, Vedi. What does it mean? Vedi is one who is adept in one Veda. Dvivedi is having, you know, knowledge of two Vedas. Chaturvedi, Trivedi, three and four Vedas. But now they are in the name only. Their ancestor used to be adept. But Hanumanji was original and bona fide real Chaturvedi. So that was his intelligence. His speech was so pleasant. And at first meeting Lord Ram, he said to Lakshman that I want this guy. If God desires this, can you imagine the fortune of that devotee? So yes, to serve Krishna, to serve Gopinath, to serve Sri Ram, to serve in this world, we need intelligence. And Hanumanji is that, Buddhimatam Varishtam. So this is about his knowledge. Now second comes, how to apply that knowledge is very important. Now you see, there are many intelligent people in society. But when to speak and what to speak, very few people knows. Hanumanji, why is Buddhimatam Varishtam? Because he knows when to speak, how to speak. So when he reached Ashok Vatika, after searching all Lanka, he was morose. But he said, now the last venue where I am not searched is Ashok Vatika only. So when he entered into Ashok Vatika and, you know, he climbed on the top of one temple there. So he saw one Ashok, big, huge Ashoka tree, and beneath that, Sita was crying there. And at the same time, that was the morning time, or before morning, it was early morning, before Brahma Murta period, Ravana came. And, you know, he chastised Sita, you know, he tempted Sita, and he abused Sita so badly, and Sita was so depressed, and, you know, she was so in a great pain and sorrow and suffering. Some commentator says that when Hanumanji saw, when Ravana left Ashok Vatika, Sita was so depressed due to abuse of, you know, Ravana, she thought of committing suicide. And what she did? Because in our traditional culture, the woman used to have long hairs, you know, and it is called Veni. Nag Veni, you know, there is one name in South Indian language, Veni. Veni means, you know, the braid of hair. So it was so long that she turned that braid of hair into the noose, and she was tying that to the tree to commit suicide. And Hanumanji saw Sita at that point. So Hanumanji became very fearful that I have come all the way over here to soothe Mother Sita, to encourage her and to tell her that Lord Ram is very soon is going to come here and he'll save you. But now she is about to commit suicide. How to stop her? Because if he's immediately jumped, he was completely unknown to Mother Sita. She was not knowing that he is a Ramdut. And Ravana was having so much potency in Asuras, they used to change their form. They used to do many, you know, harassing tricks to Mother Sita. So Hanumanji prayed to Lord Ram that give me some intelligence. He prayed to his guru that help me, how I should counsel her to stop her from committing suicide. And immediately he remembered that Ram Katha is the best medicine to encourage Mother Sita. So he went on that particular tree of Ashoka tree where Mother Sita was thinking of committing suicide, and he started to glorify Lord Ram. He started from Ayodhya. That there was a great king was there, Manu, the son of Brahmaji, and his dynasty, Ikshvaku, came. In that dynasty, Raghu came, and then Dashrath came, and Dashrath was having four sons. One was Ram and Lakshman, and he narrated entire history of Lord Ram and what right now he is doing. So as soon as Mother Sita heard, all depression, all stress, all negativity, whatever hopelessness was there, it was completely eradicated. She became blissful. The tears of joy started to flow from her eyes. She became so positive. She became so strong and started to look, who is singing about Lord Ram? That was the intelligence of Hanumanji. So if we want to come out from our negativities, if we need to come out from our own stress and depression, if we need to come out from our own black hole, Hanumanji gives a solution. If we can listen to Ram Katha, can you imagine now we talk about, you know, so much problems I am facing, you know, this person disturbing me, this person is harassing me, this person, you know, doing politics with me, you know, I am so unhappy, you know, I am so much, you know, cheated by people around me. Can you imagine the level of pain and suffering and, you know, tribulation Mother Sita, she was having at Lanka? Can you imagine someone kidnapping you? That too, a person like Ravana. And, you know, forcible in that too in Treta Yuga. Kalyuga hota ye, to chalte bhaag ke jate log. Can you imagine in Treta Yuga, such a refined people used to stay there, and she was the queen of Ram, Ikshvaku Vamshi, the Surya Vamshi Kshatriyas. They are very much proud. If you know Kshatrani, this is the wives of Kshatriyas called Kshatrani. They love their honor more than their life. That's why you see Padmavat movie. So much, you know, people are attracting it and people getting so much money. Why? Because she committed Johar. She entered into fire for her honor. That is called Kshatriya. Here Mother Sita, the origin of all the Kshatriyas, all the Kshatranis. She was insulted so badly. She treated like a garbage. She treated like, you know, object of use and throw by Ravana. And that stress she was having, that pain she was having, so much suffering she was going through. But as soon as she heard Ram Katha, she was relieved. So you here might be, you know, having so many anxieties in your mind, so many negativities in your mind, and, you know, so much struggle within. But when you come over here and when you hear the Ram Katha or Krishna Katha, immediately that uplifts us. It's like a Sanjeevani. As soon as this Sanjeevani goes within your ear holes, lives come back, power come back, confidence come back, energy come back. And then when you go out, you can fight hundreds of Ravana at a time. And that is called Buddhimatam Varishtam. Hanumanji was so brilliant. He understood what is the medicine. He was having the ring of Lord Ram. But he didn't give it immediately. First he gave Ram Katha. And because of that, Sita was confident that someone dear to Lord Ram is here somewhere. And then he showed ring. And then she accepted, yes, you are the servant of Lord Ram. So this is Buddhimatam Varishtam. Then the next caliber of, or next speciality of Hanumanji is Vatatmajam. Vatatmajam. He is the son of wind god. In our body we have, Ayurveda says, Kapha Vata Pitta. So as per the South Indian saints, he is called as a Mukhya Pran. Have you heard this name? Mukhya Pran. So in our body there are many airs are there within our body. Our body is full of airs. And many times we get disturbed by the other's airs, either coming from up or down. But there are five important airs within our body are there. Pran, Apan, Udan, Saman and Vyan. These are the five airs. They are prominent in our body. And out of all those five, the Pran is the most important. That's why it is called Pranavayu. You know, without Pranavayu, no one can survive. And Hanumanji is the controller of that Pranavayu. That's why you see, in this particular age, now, people are mad after pranayam. Is it not? Every doctor, every, you know, psychiatrist, or every yoga teacher, you know, in any path of yoga, pranayam is considered foundational and very important to progress on that path. Why? Because pranayam improves our prana shakti within. In this world we are living, our water is impure, our air is impure, the breathing, what air we are breathing, our food is impure, the milk is impure, the ghee is impure, everything is impure going within. And because of that, our body is lifeless, hardly we have stamina, hardly we have energy, and then so much struggle. Of course, you know, if you have, you know, your vehicle's tank is full of, you know, fuel, your vehicle can go up to Delhi, no problem. But in Kali Yuga, there is no fuel within proper, there is a water inside or ghaslet or rocket inside, and you have to reach Delhi. So in Kali Yuga, we have to go to Delhi, we have to achieve so many things in this world, but what going inside, everything is impure. And that's why pranayama are considered very important. And that Mukhya Pran is Hanumanji. So by taking shelter of Hanumanji, liveliness within body, the Pran Shakti within, it boosts. It improves. And then we can progress in our life. So that's why Pranayam, Pranavayu and Mukhya Pran, they are the same manifestation of Hanumanji's energy. And that's why it's called Vat Atmajam. Then comes Vanar Yutha Mukhyam. What is the next quality of Hanumanji? He is a Vanara Yutha Mukhyam. Among all the Vanaras, the devotees of Lord Ram, he is the Mukhya. He is the head. He is their leader. He is their hero. And how he has proved that? Now there were four search parties were there to search out Sita. One went to north, one went to east, one went to west. And Hanumanji and his party, the leader was Angad and Jambavan. And Hanumanji was their subordinate. They came to south. And what was the condition? That within a month you have to come back. If you doesn't come within a month, Sugriv said, you will get the capital punishment. You will be killed for this Raj Avagya, that you can't disobey the order of the king. So this southern party of Angad and Jambavan and Hanuman was inside, they came to the south and they searched all the places thoroughly. But they were not able to find Sita, and in this way, entire month passed. And they reached at the shore of the ocean. At Rameshwaram somewhere, they reached out there. And when Angad saw that 1 month is now finished, and we have not able to search Sita, and we have heard from Jatayu and some other authentic sources that Sita has been to south direction, southern direction, and but we are not able to find it out. So the anger, anxiety, fear and distress from the heart of Angad came up. He said to all the Vanaras, now 1 month has passed, my dear Vanaras, Hanumanji and Jambavanji. If we go back without finishing the task, only reward for all of us is death punishment. Sugriv will destroy, definitely will kill. And Sugriv is very cunning and Sugriv is very cruel. He has killed my father. Although he has made me Yuvraj, but still he is having enmity towards me. So he will kill me, so better I should fast here until death. If you want to succeed your life, better do some meditation, fast and die, and we will not go back. And that's how his frustration and depression created disunity among the Vanaras. So many of them, they started to think, yes, Sugriva killed our king Vali with cruelty and with diplomacy, and politically he has killed and murdered him. Our Sugriva is not good king. He is a cruel. We will not cooperate with him. So that's how there was a great disunity among the Vanaras. And when Hanumanji heard it, Hanumanji understood, if they doesn't remain loyal to Sugriv, service to Ram will be disturbed. So it's very important to understand, Then Hanumanji counseled Angad. He said, your brother Sugriv is very good. Our king is very righteous. And that's why Lord Ram is from his party. If Vali were from Dharma side, Lord Ram should have taken his side. But Lord Ram, he is Maryada Purushottam, him Dharma Purushottam. He comes to protection of Dharma because he is from the side of Sugriv. That's why Sugriv has to be a dharmic person. So remove all these doubts. We must search Mother Sita. We should not create disunity among our own self, by which mission of God will be destroyed. So for the higher purpose, we need to cooperate. Cooperation among monkeys is very difficult. If monkeys can cooperate under the guidance of Hanumanji, we human beings, devotee of Lord Ram and Sri Gopinath, why can't we cooperate for the higher cause? And that's how Hanumanji, he showed this quality, Vanar Yuta Mukhyam. When they were going astray from the path of Lord Ram, when Angad and all the Vanaras were deviating from the right path, he counseled them, he gave them good guidance, good understanding, and he engaged them again back into the service of Sitaram. So in our life also, many times we might deviate, and we don't understand. It might be out of stress, it might be out of anger or fear. We might be helpless in that moment. But if we have guide like Hanumanji, advisor like Hanumanji, we will not deviate from the right path of Lord Ram. We will always progress. And the ultimate end was, this particular party, they brought the message of Sita to Lord Ram and gave life to Lord Ram. And that's why Hanumanji is called Vanara Yutha Mukhyam. Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadde. That to Radhandut, that a great devotee of Lord Ram, I offer my obeisances. Even our Sanatan Goswami, he glorifies Hanumanji in Brihad Bhagavatamrut. He says in Brihad Bhagavatamrut that Hanumanji became the servant of Lord Ram. He became the friend of Lord Ram. He became the carrier of Vahan of Lord Ram. He became the seat of Lord Ram. He became the flag of Lord Ram. He became umbrella for Lord Ram. He became fan. He became Vandi or bard for Lord Ram. The one who glorifies the king. He became advisor to Lord Ram. He became doctor for Lord Ram. He brought the Sanjeevani booty. He became a general, a commander-in-chief Lord Ram. He became the best helper and assistant of Lord Ram. And at last, he is the best preacher of Lord Ram. So many roles. Even Balramji don't do so much roles. So many roles he performed for Lord Ram. Such a prominent devotee. Rupa Goswami says, for Dasya Bhakti, he is the Acharya of Dasya Bhakti. But he performed all this role for Lord Ram out of great love and devotion. But what is the ultimate glory of Shri Hanumanji? His other name is also Kapidvaja. You know, this name Kapidvaja in Gita, we understand that when Lord Ram came as Krishna, when Krishna came, and he became charioteer, Partha Sarathi for Arjuna. Hanumanji became the flag, sign on the flag, Kapidvaja on that chariot. Now can you imagine, he fought war with Lord Ram for to destroy Lanka and Ravana at Treta Yuga. The demons from Treta Yuga, their power, their energy, their strength, and you know, their influence was 100 times more than Dwapar Yuga. Duryodhan was a mosquito in front of Ravan. Karna, Shakuni, they were all like, you know, khatmal hote na, bedbugs. They were like bedbugs for Ravana. So Hanumanji fought war with all these topmost, Kumbhakarna, the highest of Asuras in Treta Yuga. But in Dwapar Yuga, he was all the more capable to destroy entire Kaurava race within a day. With one, you know, one blow of his one mace, he could have killed all these 100 Kauravas. And we know, Bhimsen did that. We know the story of Bhimsen? When Bhimsen went to Himalayas to bring that Saugandhika flower, special lotus flower, Hanumanji was there as an old monkey. And Bhimsen said, hey monkey, you know, give me a way. I want to go and bring that particular lotus flower for my wife Draupadi. Hanumanji said, I am too old, my dear brother. Only my tail is coming in between. You are so powerful, Bhim. We know entire world know your Bhimsen. Please, you know, you put that my tail aside. I'm so old, I can't able to move my tail also. So Bhimsen said, you nonsense monkey. And then, you know, he just bent down and, you know, with just one finger, you know, he was Bhimsen. He was so powerful. He just tried to move that tail aside. But lo and behold, that tail with his one hand, he could not able to lift. So he put second hand. He put his entire energy. He was having the power of 10,000 elephants. With that strength, he was trying to move that tail. But when he saw that the tail's single hair is immovable from my strength, he folded his hands and said, my dear Lord, I don't know who you are, but definitely you are my elder brother. And then Hanumanji said, yes, now you are on track. And then he showed, you know, his original form. So Bhimsen was in ecstasy. He offered his obeisances, he offered prayers to Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, what help you want? Should I go and kill and destroy entire Kauravas? He said, no, that I have taken the war, 100 Kauravas I will kill. I have taken this war. So what role I have? Okay, so you can become a flag on the chariot of Arjuna, where Lord Krishna sits. So Hanumanji is so humble. He is the biggest conqueror. He can destroy entire Kauravas within a day or within an hour. But now he is just sitting on the flag of Arjuna and just giving the war cries. Generally you see this happens when a big achiever, when they become retired, when they become old. Now they are not able, they are not capable, they are not competent because of their body is not supporting them. They doesn't want to sit idle. It's their greatest insult. They said, we have done so much in our life, we have achieved so much, we have to do something. And because of that, then clashes happens in the family. Is it not? But Hanumanji teaches here, although he was the greatest of achiever, the best of warrior, but now when his time was not there, when Dwapar Yuga was there, he became the Kapidvaja. He became the sign on the flag of Arjuna. And only thing he did, he just gave a loud war cries to create fear into the hearts of the Kauravas and to encourage the Pandavas and their army. That is Hanumanji. So sometimes we might be a frontliner. Many times we might be frontliner, but there will be a time we don't need over there. Our need is not there. So we have to come back and we have to take our position and let others fight. Others take credit. And that's what Hanumanji teaches. So in our life, we will be not always on the front line. So when we are on the front line, we should serve with all the energies and all the devotion and love. But when time will come, when time will demand that we should now go back, Hanumanji teaches how to respectfully accept the decision of time and be silent helper. So that will not give stress, that will not create frustration or depression in our life. And that is what Hanumanji is. So this is the contribution Hanumanji has given to India. To all of us, it might be spiritual problem, it might be mental problem, it might be material problem. Hanumanji is always there to inspire us, guide us and help us. He is our shining star. He is our hope of light. He is our role model. He is our celebrity and he is our ideal. And that's why we honor him and worship him. And same way, following in the footsteps of Sri Hanuman, Srila Prabhupada, he crossed the oceans. He went to the western countries. He brought back all the lost souls. He brought back their devotion. He brought back them to India. And now you see Radha Gopinath temple. We are sitting over here. Such a wonderful devotees over here. Because of all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, his followers, we are able to understand who Hanumanji is. Why to worship him? Why to pray to him? How to honor him? How to follow in his footsteps? And how to achieve success of our life? So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada ji. We are very grateful to all his followers. To Sri Hanumanji, showing such a shining example in our life to always give us light and hope and direction. So we are never morose. We should never remain in depression or never negative in our life, but be always on a positive side. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So I will recite this shloka again, prayer to Hanumanji. If you can, you please follow it after me. मनोजवम मारुततुल्य वेगम जितेन्द्रियम बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठम वातात्मजम वानरयूथ मुख्यम श्रीरामदूतम शरणं प्रपद्ये. ट्वाइस अगेन वी विल रिपीट इट. मनोजवम मारुततुल्य वेगम जितेन्द्रियम बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठम वातात्मजम वानरयूथ मुख्यम श्रीरामदूतम शरणं प्रपद्ये. मनोजवम मारुततुल्य वेगम जितेन्द्रियम बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठम वातात्मजम वानरयूथ मुख्यम श्रीरामदूतम शरणं प्रपद्ये. सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की, श्री प्रभुपाद की. सो आई थिंक दिस इज अवर रियल हनुमान जयंती सेलिब्रेशन. हरे कृष्ण. सो शुड वी स्टार्ट कीर्तन?
हरे कृष्ण.
राइट करा.
हरे कृष्ण.